the South Australian government announced a number of measures to help TAFE remain competitive. The measures involve the closure of 7 TAFE campuses, including Port Adelaide and Tea Tree Gully, and the extra investment of $109 million in the next 5 years. The announcement has been criticised by the opposition and the Australian Education Union. Howard Spreadbury, Vice President of the Education Union in SA, joins us now. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Zoe.
So what would you say, what was the reaction from the Education Union towards these 7 TAFE closures?
Well, it's a reaction of alarm and concern for not just our members who teach in those campuses, but of course for the students who access programs in those campuses. Very concerned about equity and, as I said, access to programs for a number of students across the state, both in the city and in the country.
And what are the main reasons for these closures?
Well, it appears it's part of what the government's called a cost efficiency measures, which is to make savings to TAFE of the order of some $33 million over the next 4 years. And so that means that there's going to be efficiency measures across all campuses, whatever they might look like in other campuses, which raises alarm bells into the future, perhaps for even further closures. But at this stage, it includes the closure of seven campuses across the state.
Now, one of the cited reasons is there is competition with private education providers that do similar services to TAFE. How will TAFE hope to continue to compete with these private providers?
Well, this is part of the bigger issue, of course. This appears to be this government's longer-term agenda, which is about what they call vocational education providers competing in what they call a contestable market. And they see TAFE as just becoming one of those many providers. So it just basically means that it opens the gates even wider than they already have been for private providers whose programs are often not up to the same standard as TAFE. We've had cases where many students have paid significant fees for a qualification that is either incomplete or at the end of it is of no great use in terms of employment. And so it makes TAFE quite vulnerable in terms of getting access to the funding that they should get from the state government when they're competing with private providers who will generally tend to undercut the cost of provision of those programs.
And for those maybe with no experience with the TAFE system, particularly you might imagine from those within the state government, what would you say is the significance of TAFE?
Oh, TAFE's been the long-standing public provider. It's a bit like, you know, the government provides school education, they provide early childhood preschool education, and they've been the provider for many years of skills and training and to a high standard. And so this just signals an effective dismantling of the TAFE system and a government that's prepared to just walk away from TAFE and leave them to compete. And if they don't compete, well, you know, they'll basically, you know, close and programs will disappear and the students will be the losers. Students who, you know, who don't always have access in terms of transport. And here we have a government that's also curtailing some of the bus routes. So, I mean, you know, we've got some programs being relocated from these campuses to other campuses. And the government's response seems to be, oh, well, you know, the programs won't disappear completely. They'll just be relocated. That doesn't help students, particularly in country locations. We've got 3 campuses in Woodner on the Eyre Peninsula, which is a real hub for TAFE programs, Cooper Pedy in the north, and also Roxby Down in the north, where, you know, students just can't, you know, relocate to Adelaide to do a program that's been relocated to another campus.
We're speaking with Howard Spreadbury, Vice President of the Education Union in South Australia, about the closure of 7 TAFE campuses. Now, Howard, as you just mentioned, there has been controversy around metropolitan closures, but also around the regional TAFE campuses. What do you think would be the consequences of closing these regional TAFE campuses, and what options would students have?
Well, there'll be very limited options. As I said before, the main consequence will be that students will miss out, you know, for the government and for TAFE SA to be saying, it's okay, some of these programs will continue, they'll just be in a different campus. It's not going to be okay for many of those students, many of our more vulnerable students in remote locations, who are not necessarily being successful in secondary school, but are being successful in a program run by the local TAFE campus. They will just miss out completely. And it's their future in terms of skills and training and ultimately employment.
And do you see this on having a longer term impact on those communities without these sort of secondary education providers?
Yes, it will. It will. Any you know, scaling back of public education provision in country and regional locations will have an impact on the wider community, and that certainly will have an impact on the future of those young people who are seeking training to gain employment.
And today is set to be the first education council meeting in Adelaide under the new federal education minister. What do you expect from this meeting?
Well, what do we expect from any of these education council meetings? Not knowing exactly what's on their agenda, but I suspect they'll be talking about a new funding agreement, which is very significant to South Australia and, of course, all the other states and territories. A new agreement for school funding, which we're very concerned about, that it will be an inferior federal offer in terms of funding to the previous agreements established in the past years with the state governments. And also, I suspect there'll be discussions today around the future of NAPLAN, the controversial test that's run in years 3, 5, 7, and 9 in our schooling system, particularly with the fiasco this year in relation to the online component that a number of students across Australia and some 20% of students in South Australia sat the test online. And there's been quite a lot of questions about the validity of the online results, in particular their incompatibility with the traditional pen and paper format.
Howard, we really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Tom.
Howard Spreadbury there, Vice President of the Education Union in South Australia, speaking about the government announcement of closing 7 TAFE campuses.